Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tas Mishnah Vav and Parak Tas Mishnah Zayin as we continue our discussion and differentiation between those crops that have seeds that decompose in the ground versus those crops that have seeds that don't decompose in the ground. Says the Mishnah, HaTevel, when it comes to Tevel, food that's been processed, that's been brought into your home, that now you must separate Trumos and Maestros from it. Gidulav mutarin bedavar shezaro kala. That you're allowed, if you were to take that processed Tevel, that which you need to separate Trumos and Maestros from now, but you plant it in the ground and you grow some additional crop from there. So the Mishnah says that Gidulav, that which grows as a result of this Tevel, is mutter, is permitted to be eaten. In a, as we said previously, in a snack, in a temporary type of a way, because it loses its status as processed tevel, and as long as the seed of this tevel decomposed in the ground, then we allow you to sort of start from scratch and to eat it until you bring it into your home and start the process again, process it in your home, and so on. However, says the Mishnah of Al Bedavar She'ein Zaro Kala. However, if it's a situation where the seed does not get destroyed, does not decompose, it maintains its strength and its form in the ground, gidule gidulin asur, and that which grows from this tevel is asur. It maintains its status as previously before it was planted. So again, if it's a seed that decomposes in the ground, then you're fine. Then it loses that initial status once it decomposes, and you can start from scratch. But if its seed does not decompose, then it's basically the same thing as previously discussed. Ezahu davar she'ein zaro kala. What is the type of crop of species that does not, that seed does not decompose, does not disintegrate and change in the ground? Kigon haluf v'hashum v'habitzalim. When it comes to a loaf, which is a one type of a crop, or shum, which is garlic, bitzalim, which are onions, those are the types of crops, of bulbs, that maintain, that grow, that replicate in the ground, don't disintegrate, and therefore, if they're planted as tevel in the ground, that which grows as a result of those seeds would still be tevel and not lose their status. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashum kasaur. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that garlic is just like barley, and just like barley seed disintegrates in the ground and decomposes in the ground, so too Rabbi Yehuda says that garlic's the same way, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, garlic that there was tevel, you would be allowed to still eat it. It would not continue to be tevel once it's planted in the ground because its seed decomposes. However, as the Bartanura points out, vein halachik Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and therefore garlic is not like barley. Garlic is like onions. Continuing now with Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, as we discussed, when this halacha applies, and if it applies, even when you're dealing with a field owned by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Haminakesh im Hanachri Bechasios. If a Jew is weeding the field with of a non-Jew, and he's weeding the type of crop that he has there, are Chasios. It's basically the same type of category as the loaf, as the onion, as the garlic. These are the type of crop where the seeds don't decompose in the ground, and therefore the halacha should be that when you have tevel that's planted, that which grows from those seeds should still be usher. However, says the Mishnah, afal pisha peiros of tevel, even though their fruits are tevel, the tevel of the field was planted as tevel, ochal mehamara, you can still eat them in a temporary snack-like way, because in this case there are two midrabbanan, there are two rabbinic laws at play. Rabbinic law number one is that this is only tevel midrabbanan, that it's tevel from a non-Jew, and tevel from a non-Jew's field is only tevel on a rabbinic midrabbanan level. The second midrabbanan rabbinic law here is the law that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that planted tevel for onions and so on are considered to be tevel. So because we have two dine midrabbanan, we have a shvus de shvus, as they call them, we have two rabbinic laws, we are therefore more lenient, we are therefore more makel. So in this case, the Jews allowed to eat them in a temporary snack-like way, and they lose their tevel status because they're working on the field owned by a non-Jew. Continues in the Mishnah, shesile truma shenitzmu. So what are shesile truma? Shasile Truma are like these young edible plants that would often be taken out of the ground and uprooted, and then they'd be replanted elsewhere where they can grow more and really to their full potential. So we have these young plants that could be replanted, that are edible, that are planted, but they're Truma plants, and they became Tameh. And the reason why they're allowed to become Tameh is because Tameh, the only things that are either food or kalim or utensils and vessels, can become Tameh. And these are edible plants. And because they're edible plants, they can become Tameh. But regular plants cannot become Tameh. So the Mishnah says, Shesile Truma Shinitma, you have these young edible plants that became Tameh. They're Truma and they became Tameh. Shesalan, once they're replanted in their new place, says the Mishnah Taharu Milatameh, at that point, they are Tahor from transmitting tumah. They can't make anything else tameh, because once they're replanted, they're no longer food. They became plants, and plants that are just plants cannot become tameh. But as the Mishnah va'asurin mile'echol ad she'yogom es ha'ocha, but the kohen, again, it's truma, the kohen can't eat this crop, these plants, until he cuts off the edible parts, because those parts are still tummy. Those edible parts are still impure, and therefore the Kohen has to make sure it's truma, that's tummy. Got to get rid of that part, and then he'll be able to eat the rest of the plant. However, says the Mishnah, concluding the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyogom v'yishne. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough for a person to just cut off the edible parts from the original plant that were replanted, but even when you got to cut that off, and then when the new part of the plant regrows, then you got to cut off the second growing as well. And then after that point, he's able to eat what grows beyond that. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but as the Bartonura points out, we don't paskin that way, and really just cut off the edible parts, and then whatever grows therein, he would be allowed to eat as truma, and it wouldn't be tameh. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav taught us that when it comes to tevel that's grown into the ground, so that's planted in the ground, so the seeds, if the seeds don't decompose, if the seeds are maintained their structure in the ground, then that which grows from that is still tevel and aser to eat, but if the seeds do decompose in the ground, then the process starts again, and you would be allowed to eat those crops in the field in a very temporary snack-like way before you process them, bring them into your home, and have to separate shumas and mice. From them. The Mishnah taught us, what are these examples of crops where the seeds don't decompose in the ground? They said the loaf, the garlic, the onions, and so on. Rabbi Huda said that garlic's really like barley, but we don't paskin like that. Then Perek Tes, Mishnah Zion discussed the case you have a Jew who's working in the field of a non-Jew, and the question is, he has these types of the onions, the garlics, and so on, those types of crops where the seeds don't decompose, and we said that because he's working in the field of a non-Jew, or more makil, or more lenient, that's only true midrabanan, that's only tevel midrabanan, and therefore we said that he's allowed to eat from these crops in a temporary way. They would lose their status and no longer be tevel, and he would be allowed to eat them because they're in the field of a non-Jew. And then the Mishnah concluded with the case of these young plants that are being replanted. You have a case of these young plants that are truma and tameh. So we said that once you replant them, then they lose their tuma, except for the edible parts, where you got to remove and cut off the edible parts, and then the truma's not tameh, not impure anymore. The Kohen can therefore go ahead and eat from that once he removes the edible parts that were tameh. Rabbi Huda disagrees and says he has to even remove then the second round of growths as well, but we don't paskin that way. Have a great day.